Welcome to the world of the art on the Stadtendamm. Now don't worry, this isn't going to be one of those dull museum tours that requires a couple of hours of really close attention. You don't even have to whisper, but it will give you a starting point to help you appreciate some of the art treasures here on board the Stadtendamm. I'm Paul Lasley.
And I'm Elizabeth Harriman. And we're going to take you around the Stadtendamm today and show you some of the art treasures on board. They've been selected by Holland America Line specifically for the Stadtendamm. Let's begin right here in the Explorations Cafe. It's a great place to spend some time and maybe enjoy a steaming hot cappuccino, curl up with a good book, and check your email. It's also a great place to begin learning about the art on board. So let's begin the tour from the back, over there by that large marble table.
First, a little background. Art has always been important to Holland America, and traditionally the ships have always been filled with notable art. Today, the collection ranks among the largest at sea and is worth many millions of dollars. As you'll see as we take you on the tour, the art includes many museum-quality antiques as well as contemporary art by recognized artists and some newcomers. Stein Kruse, president and CEO of Holland America Line, explains how important the art is to the line's heritage.
When Holland America Line was founded in 1873, our company quickly became a leader in bringing new and modern innovations to cruising. And to this present day, we continue that proud tradition. As you follow along on this art tour, notice how our architect Frans Dingemans has created a unique environment for you to enjoy. And Frans has placed the art very carefully to create a comfortable setting where you can enjoy all the onboard experiences we have for you.
Architect Frans Dingemans of Utrecht in the Netherlands has designed the interiors of each of Holland America Line's ships, and he's incorporated art and antiques into the decor. And everything, the colors, the fabrics, the furniture, even the ceilings and floors, are meant to be part of the whole look and feel of the ship. And the art is here to enhance your cruise experience.
So think of this cruise as a visit to a great estate that has some wonderful works of art. You might see a piece you really like, well, on your way to dinner or a lounge, and you can live with it during the cruise and really begin to appreciate it. And on this art tour, why, we'll give you an introduction to some of the works and some background that will help you to enjoy them all the more.
Holland America Line always decorated their ships with contemporary art, modern art, and conventional art. To bring together an art collection, total environment of the ship and the rooms you're sitting in, the way you do that is basically following your own heart.
Dingemans incorporates certain themes into each ship. Now here on the Stadtendamm, one theme is the treasures collected by the merchants of the Dutch East Indies ships. They sailed to the farthest reaches of the globe and brought back treasures. You'll see some here as we tour the ship, and you'll see how everything fits together to enhance the cruise experience.
And the artworks you'll see on board will be something you'll remember for years to come. One of Holland America's captains, Jan Schmidt, shared this with us.
Almost on a daily basis, I get comments about how they enjoy the art on the ship and how these ships in Holland America Line are a lot different from ships in other companies just because of the art. So yes, definitely me getting a lot of positive comments about them.
Now, before we begin, just a word about your tour. Feel free to pause the tour at the end of some of the chapters and at any time during the tour to give yourself time to get to the next location or the next artwork, or if you'd like some more time to admire something. Coming up, you'll be on Chapter 2.
Chapter 2, Explorations Cafe, Deck 8, Upper Promenade Deck. Now, as we said, the Explorations Cafe is a great place to spend some time, and the first works of art to appreciate are right here.
First, notice the marble bust by the window ledge. It's a common and popular art form. If you had any sort of large house, you would have a few marble busts around of your relatives or perhaps a noted celebrity like Galileo. This one is called simply Bust of a Scholar, and it was sculpted in marble in the late 17th century. And there's also this simple yet elegant marble table in a place of honor in the cafe. These tables have become a signature of many of the exploration cafes on Holland America ships.
Artisans in the town of Pietrasanta in Italy created this design by taking tiny bits of marble in different shades and placing them in just the right combination to evoke the simple artistry of this amazing table.
And Pietrasanta means holy stone. It's a town in Tuscany, and it's also where master sculptor Michelangelo went to get his marble. You can see the marble quarries in the distance at the tops of the mountains. What looks like snow at the top is really white marble. Artists from all over the world come to Pietrasanta to buy their marble and to work, even today.
Tables like this, and much of the marble work you'll see on the Statendam, comes from the workshops of Gilbert Le Bigre and Corinne Roger, a husband and wife team who live and work near Pietrasanta in Italy.
Fortunately, by the demand of the VFD office and Mr. Dingemann, we had the chance to experiment a lot of different words of crafting and high-end crafter. And especially the marble was a passion we always had in the San Marco Basilic, where you have this unbelievable stone with incredible colors and precious materials. With the Florentine way of doing mosaic and all of this, we have been getting into that, and we have worked to make these tables. We're very fond of them. We like them. We're quite proud of that collection, yeah.
Finally, here in the Explorations Cafe, you'll also see a painting entitled Portrait of a Shipowner from the early 19th century. Portraits like these were historically very popular art to collect during this period. Now, we don't know who this was, but if you think about it, painted portraits were snapshots long before cameras had been invented.
Let's exit the Explorations Cafe. Right in front of you, there's a round display case. In it is a collection of navigation instruments. Perhaps it's a collection from a ship's captain, or maybe just the type of thing that the ship owner in the portrait inside collected. This is a good example of something to look for during your tour. How Dingemans works the art into design elements he uses throughout the ship.
This is also a good place to pause the tour, then walk a short way to just outside the Rotterdam dining room. We'll meet you there for our next chapter. Chapter 3, Deck 8, Upper Promenade Deck, Aft.
Now you should be standing just outside the doors of the upper level of the Rotterdam dining room. You'll no doubt spend a lot of time here enjoying some great meals with new friends during your cruise. And while you do, notice the Venetian lanterns placed around the center of the room and the hand-blown Venetian glass flowers in the ceiling of the dining room.
Dingemans uses these design elements to create a subtle feeling of luxury in the room. That feeling serves to work with the elegance of the meals to create a dining room where guests feel not only welcome, but very comfortable. It's a great backdrop for fine dining.
And while you're in the dining room during meals, notice a very interesting painting. It's on the starboard side, just by the entrance, and is called The Taste by Abraham Johansson. Painted in the late 16th century, it's reminiscent of the Flemish school. It's a snapshot into history, depicting the history of the time in an art form. Sometimes we forget that these paintings, when new, were very fashionable, and artists who were most successful painted in a very distinct style.
And at the back of the dining room, on either side, are some very interesting art glass panels by glass artist Helen Weber. On the starboard side is one called Sea Lion, and on the port side, the work is titled Cascade. Well, they're very abstract, but spend some time enjoying them. The designs will become very apparent.
Now for our next chapter, we're going to head up to Deck 11, the Lido deck, by taking these aft elevators straight up.
So pause the tour, and we'll resume it again on Deck 11. Chapter 4, Deck 11, the Lido deck, aft. Here we are on Deck 11, the Lido deck, in the aft elevator lobby. Let's continue. Remember those Venetian glass flowers and the antique-styled lamps in the Rotterdam dining room? Well, notice the ceiling and the treatment up here. It carries on that theme. It's also of Venetian glass, But here, the use of the material is very modern.
And there's also the colorful glass wall divider, which is also made of Venetian glass. Now look up the stairs, and you'll see a remarkable painting called Figures in Motion. It's also by Helen Weber, whose work we saw in the dining room. Here, she's working with mirrored glass that she paints, rather than stained glass. It captures the feeling of the sports deck just above, doesn't it?
Let's go forward on the starboard side or the right side of the ship and through the Lido restaurant. In front of the buffet, you'll come to a very interesting carved wooden figurehead of the goddess Juno. It's dated from 1780 and it's carved out of oak. It was done for a French ship, and as with all wooden artifacts from the age of sail, it's very rare. The sea is not kind to wood. Just imagine all the places in the world she has seen sailing in the front of that ship. Now we'll continue forward on the starboard side of the ship, and let's go to the swimming pool near the Lido bar.
Here you'll see some whimsical yet functional ceramic lounges by Jan Schnuck. These are not only pieces of art, but furniture as well. Schnuck is one of the most famous artists in Holland and has created works for several Holland America ships.
You can actually lie down on a work of art and enjoy the atmosphere here at the Lido pool. Chapter 5, Lido Deck, Deck 11, Midships.
And on the other side of the Lido pool, well, you just can't miss a group of leaping dolphins. They're over 10 feet high. Now the question is, how many dolphins do you see?
You might want to answer 5. But actually, sculptor Susanna Holt has fooled us all, because in reality, there's only 1. Susanna told us that the work actually represents the various movements of just 1 dolphin as it leaps through the air. Now, she spent months watching dolphins to get just the right feeling in this work. So, as you look at it, imagine that 1 dolphin is leaping from the water, and you get the idea. This is the beauty of a work of art like this. The artist can portray all sorts of effects without having to exaggerate or even use a video. This work really gives you the feeling of motion of a leaping dolphin.
And notice the silvery gray finish on the bronze. It's put on in the foundry when the work is finished. Susanna used silver nitrate in this finish to get just the right effect. Sculptors work very hard to get just the right patina or finish on their bronze works. It takes years of skill to understand the effects of various materials on the final result. And if you're wondering, well, the whole sculpture weighs just a bit over 2 tons.
Ooh. Well, you've probably seen Holt's dolphins as well as a couple of polar bears, some grizzlies, and even some penguins if you've traveled on other Holland America Line ships. She loves animals, and she's recognized as one of the finest sculptors working with animals in the world today.
For her, dolphins are perfect for the ship. They travel and explore their world with a smile. What I find interesting is how she actually does the work.
First of all, I start with my imagination. I have to study the animal in the wild as much as it's possible to do. And then I produce drawings from those ideas, and then I develop a tiny model in wax on flexible wire supports. And that I can manipulate easily, so I can get the flow and the movement of the animal at that stage, which is easy to pull around. When I have the movement and the flow I'm after, then I make a quarter life size. And every detail at that stage has to be perfect, because you don't change a whole lot from that stance. We then make a rubber mold from this model, and then plaster castings from the mold. And then from these plaster castings, we do the enlargement to life size. Then we make more rubber molds of the life size sections. This takes a lot of time. The bronze can only be 3/8 of an inch thick, or the sculpture would distort and be too heavy. So we then chip away the ceramic shell and weld all the pieces together, heads, flukes, flippers, and so on.
You have many months of actual work involved in this, don't you?
Many months. And within the internal part of the dolphins, there is a very complex pattern of steel supports that supports the extreme cantilever and the weight. So the enlargement of the molds themselves take approximately 5 months, and the casting is about the same. So it requires me to have studied the dolphin well in advance.
Now continue with us toward the forward part of the ship to the forward elevators of Deck 11, the Lido deck. Chapter 6, Deck 11, Lido deck, forward staircase. Now think of the forward staircase here from Deck 11 down to Deck 6 as a vertical art gallery. You can take the elevators down and get off on each floor, or walk down.
Either way, you'll be in for a treat, as you'll see some very interesting maps and charts, as well as some really interesting maritime paintings. So let's head down towards Deck 10. Some of these maps and charts are very old. The first one is entitled The Promised Lands of Palestine, and it's an engraving by Nicolon Vischer of France. It was made in 1659. On it, you can see Samara and Galilee.
Imagine how the world has changed since then. The other shows part of Asia. It's by a Dutch engraver, and it was done in 1794. These are the first two maps you'll see. Go down one more level for a few more.
Here on Deck 10 to Deck 9 is a second set of engraved navigational charts. One is the Cape of Good Hope. It's a copper engraving, and on the other, a larger view of Africa. They're both by a Dutch company, and they date from 1794.
Notice the wide areas of the continent that are simply not filled in yet, hinting that they haven't been explored at the time of this engraving. Just think of the historical perspective that these charts give to the careful observer. You can actually see history in the making.
Now let's go down to Deck 9, the veranda deck, forward stairway. Here in the stairway, you'll see the first of five paintings by Captain Stephen J. Card.
Chapter 7, Forward Elevators, Deck 9, the Veranda Deck.
In the forward staircase on each landing, you'll notice a large marine painting. They are oils and painted by one of the world's leading marine painters, Captain Stephen J. Card. For each new Holland America ship, Card creates a collection of paintings. They typically depict the new vessel, as well as earlier Holland America ships that bore the same or similar names. In fact, all of Card's paintings for Holland America can be found in his book, Holland America Line, The Spotless Fleet.
First, it helps to know that each painting is of some historical ship in the Holland America Line. Each painting is meticulously detailed and accurate for its time. The works that he did for the Stottendam are of one of the most famous ships of the company.
And Card told us that each painting he does, well, it's like visiting an old friend. He grew up in the 60s in Bermuda, and he saw the entire classic Holland America Line ships, as they called there in Bermuda.
Being in Bermuda is what got Card his start as a marine painter. He grew up with a love of the sea. He was a navigator, sea captain, and harbor master. Then one day in 1984, when Card was home in Bermuda, he received a call from Nico van der Vorm. He was then chairman of Holland America Line. Van der Vorm had seen a painting Card had done of a ship and asked him if he'd be interested in painting pictures of the 1980s-era Noordam and Amsterdam, as well as a new portrait of the line's flagship, the Rotterdam. Well, Stephen Card soon learned that his maritime background helped his new endeavor. "I have a knowledge of the sea and of how ships operate," he says, "and that enables me to create accurate paintings of the ships." His paintings hang in the collections of several museums and on all the Holland America Line ships.
So let's head down the forward staircase and see some of those marvelous Card paintings in this vertical art gallery. Captain Card's paintings capture the romance of the sea, and the first you'll find is a picture of the present Stottendam as she looked when she set sail April 5th, 1992 in Italy. Passing in the background is one of Card's favorite subjects, the old Rotterdam. And that's what makes Card's work so interesting. While they are historically accurate, they compress time and events, and that, of course, is what art is all about.
Fritz Lumeyer of the Maritime Museum in Rotterdam has some perspective on this art.
And now you see the historical paintings of Stephen Card. Beautifully done, precisely picturing the historical ships of the Holland America Line, looking back to the history of the company, and in the post-war period, when Europe had to be built up again. People were not looking back, they were looking forward. That's the difference between the 1950s and the era we are living in now. But it, in both cases, it says a lot about how we are and what our perspective is.
Now here you can pause the tour and go down two more decks to see two more of Captain Card's paintings of the earlier Staatendams. And when you're ready, we'll meet you in the forward elevators on deck 6, the lower promenade deck, for our next chapter. Chapter 8, Lower Promenade Deck, Deck 6, Forward.
Now heading aft, away from the forward elevators, the first place you'll arrive at is the atrium. The centerpiece here is a series of mermaids and dolphins fashioned into a fountain by Le Bigre and Roger, based on a concept by architect Franz Dingemans.
It's actually made of a material called Eco Deco, but it looks as though it's metal. It's even been weathered with a patina. It's a remarkable effect. Eco Deco was developed for use on the ships by the artists, and it's lightweight, and it's just about perfect because it can be worked to look like a variety of materials, from leather to bronze. Le Bigre told us that putting a centerpiece in the atrium of a ship was first done by Dingemans, and he's credited with the concept. And all Holland America ships have some centerpiece, but some are suspended from the ceiling above. Now, let's go up two levels to deck 8, the upper promenade deck. You can take the elevators, but if you take the stairs, you'll have a better view of the centerpiece. Chapter 9, Upper Promenade Deck, Deck 8, Forward.
Now we're in the atrium of Deck 8, the upper promenade deck, and I want to point out something else of interest. It's a very interesting terracotta relief. It's actually a fountain made by Willem de Groot, and that was late in the 17th century in Holland.
Notice the dolphin? It's very much like the atrium fountain centerpiece that carries the same theme.
We're going to continue aft to Mix, a wonderful place for enjoying a drink with friends, some atmosphere, and of course, great music. We'll meet you there for our next chapter.
Chapter 10, Deck 8, Upper Promenade Deck, Midships.
Mix is very much today, and the sleek sophistication of this clubby room makes it a pleasant place to hang out. You know, a place to enjoy a drink with friends and listen to music. It's just the kind of place you'd find in New York or London.
Check out the very modern chairs. And another highlight of Mix are the tables around the room. They're actually computers, or more accurately, computing surfaces. In fact, they're called Microsoft Surface.
Hey, this is totally cool. See, if you pretend to dip your hands in the water that plays over the surface of the screen, well, it actually moves, as if you were actually putting your hand in it. This just might be the artistic surface of the 21st century. And you know, Mix is one of the first places you can try this out.
Wow, you just touch the screen and you can play chess and a bunch of other games. I want to see the water move again. Boo, this is amazing.
Okay, let's stop playing in the water. We've got lots more to discover here aboard the Staatendam.
Chapter 11, Upper Promenade Deck, Deck 8, Midships.
Leaving Mix, we'll continue to head aft, where we'll come to a series of three elegant display cases on your right. Remember, our theme is a ship's captain's collection from his many voyages, and here you'll see these cases are filled with souvenirs from his travels.
Well, like this amazing rosewood chest with bone inlay. On top is a coconut goblet and a salt shaker from Germany, and a bowl and a pair of perfume bottles made in red glass from the 17th century.
In the next case is an exquisite collector cabinet made of ebony with bone inlay and dates from the 17th century in southern Germany. On top are a collection of silver chalices and goblets and a highly polished nautilus shell. In the early days of trade, these shells were extremely valuable since the only place they were collected was in the southern Pacific. And there's another chest filled with rare objects that, well, you'd show to your friends. This chest is covered with highly detailed miniature oil paintings and dates from the 17th century. The chest is really a work of art in itself. and all of these would have been extremely valuable in 17th century Europe. Take some time here to study them and you'll be amazed by the detail. In fact, you'll probably see something new every time you pass by.
For our final chapter, yes, the artistic journey is almost at an end. We'll be heading further aft on deck 8, the starboard side, to the Explorer's Lounge.
It's really a cozy place on the ship that evokes the sense of world travel. We'll see you there.
Chapter 12, Deck 8, Upper Promenade Deck, Aft.
Here in the Explorer's Lounge, just behind the small stage, you'll see a very interesting painting called Seascape of Antwerp, painted in 1830. What I like about this painting is not its style, which is rather primitive, but the medium it was painted on. It was actually painted on glass, and that gives it a luminous quality. It's a simplistic technique that was quite popular at the time. I think the artist really captures that early 19th century period, well, quite nicely.
Also, take a look at the collection of old globes in the display case. Some are very old and have images of the world that are very different from today. And flanking them are portraits of sailing vessels from mid-19th century Germany.
The nice thing about the globe displays is that you can see them on both sides. So let's head out and continue aft towards the pinnacle grille.
On your left, past the pinnacle grille, is another display case with artifacts from Indonesia. There's a very close bond between Holland America and that Southeast Asian nation.
In the case is a very interesting kris holder, hand-carved and held by a male figure. And there's some antique fabric used as a sarong. Much of this is from the late 18th century.
Paul, what's a kris?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Elizabeth. A kris is a wavy-edged knife with deep cultural significance to the Indonesian people. You can often see them in museums in that country.
Now, as you cross over to the port side, you'll see the Explorations Cafe. You'll also see a few more paintings on glass. These are Chinese figures dated from the 1830s. Notice the elaborate dress they're wearing.
And our final display case is, once again, more objects from our imaginary captain's collection. A hand-carved wooden board, a shipbuilder's model, a dry rose magnetic compass, which every sailing captain must have, a rudder post decoration. They're all very interesting and worth the time to appreciate.
Chapter 13, Deck 8, Upper Promenade Deck, Aft.
Well, it's now time to head back to the Explorations Cafe to turn in your tour, if you've borrowed one. We've really enjoyed spending this time with you and enjoying the art on board the Stottendam.
We've tried to give you a sense of how extensive the collection aboard the Stottendam is and how much fun it can be to explore it. Art is a big part of any cruise on a Holland America Line ship. Stephen Brideson, a Holland America cruise director whose parents are artists, hears comments from the guests all the time about the art. And for Stephen, the art is one of the things that really adds to the experience aboard the ship.
I would have to say the thing that I really appreciate the most about the art on board is that, obviously, it's original, but it's classically inspired, and I really appreciate that. I know that we're surrounded by a lot of modern influences, which I appreciate as well, but in the concept of Holland America Line, its signature of excellence, that we cater to a traditional energy on our ships.
Well, that pretty well winds up the formal part of the tour.
Sadly, we've come to the end of the art tour, but your art experience with Holland America doesn't have to end here. You can download podcasts of art tours on other Holland America ships from the website at hollandamerica.com. And do continue your art experience here aboard Stottendam. You're sure to discover more art as you continue your cruise.
Holland America Captain John Scott finds that exploring the art is something that many people really enjoy.
We have fantastic artwork on our ships, and the regular guests notice it, or people who have cruised with another cruise line and then perhaps come to us and having cruised a couple of times somewhere else and say to us, wow, you've got a phenomenal amount of artwork, beautiful artwork. If people come to us first of all, they will just say, well, that's just normal artwork on a cruise ship. It's not, and then they will go perhaps with another cruise line and then come back to us later and say, you really have got some superb artwork, and a lot of it, because we do have superb artwork and a huge amount of it on board each ship.
We've only touched the surface of the art on board. Take time to study the labels and just spend some time looking.
That's right. You'll find it great fun. I'm Paul Lassley.
And I'm Elizabeth Harriman. Have a wonderful cruise.